Washington. This is VOA News. Possible suspect named in Canadian shooting. U.S. admits stray weapons airdrop likely fell into the hands of the Islamic State. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. authorities say Canadian law enforcement is investigating Michael Zahaf Bibeau as a possible suspect in the shootings in and around the Canadian Parliament. Two U.S. officials said that U.S. agencies were advised that one shooter was a Canadian convert to Islam. One of the U.S. officials said that the man was from Quebec. Dozens of gunshots rang out in Canada's Parliament buildings in Ottawa Wednesday after a gunman shot and killed a soldier guarding the nearby National War Memorial. Police say one gunman was shot and killed inside the main Parliament building. John McKay is a member of the Canadian Parliament.
And then we started talking to another woman, and she was apparently inside the Parliament, inside the Library of Parliament, saw the fellow wearing a hoodie, carrying a gun.
Heavily armed Canadian police, backed by armored vehicles, surrounded the downtown buildings in the capital, with police searching for two or more suspects. President Obama spoke by phone with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and condemned the attacks. He also offered any U.S. assistance Canada needed in responding to the situation. A new contingent of Cuban doctors and nurses departed Cuba for Guinea and Liberia to help with the Ebola outbreak. The 83 doctors and nurses are the latest group of Cuban medical professionals sent to West Africa through an agreement with the World Health Organization. The Ebola outbreak has killed more than 4,500 people this year in West Africa. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says it was wrong for the United States to airdrop military supplies to Kurdish fighters battling Islamic State militants for control of the Syrian town of Kobani, just across Turkey's border. Mr. Erdogan criticized the American consignment of weapons, ammunition, and medical supplies earlier in the week because one of the large packages dropped by parachute apparently went astray and was seized by the insurgents. A Palestinian driver killed a 3-month-old baby and injured 8 when he rammed his car into a crowd of pedestrians at a Jerusalem train station Wednesday. Israeli police are calling it an act of terrorism. They shot and wounded the driver while he was trying to run away. A police spokesman identifies him as a resident of East Jerusalem who's been jailed in the past for terrorism. After 6 months of detention in North Korea, Jeffrey Pfau returned home to an emotional reunion. Pfau flew home to his Midwestern home state of Ohio Wednesday, where he was met by his wife and 3 young children with tears and hugs. Pyongyang abruptly released Pfau Tuesday with no explanation, except to say that he was freed following repeated requests from President Obama. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said no deal had been struck with North Korea in Pfau's case. He was arrested after leaving a Bible in a North Korean restaurant and bar. The Philippine military says a U.S. Marine suspected of killing a transgender man was transferred to its main headquarters. Simone Orendine reports.
The Armed Forces of the Philippines says Private First Class Joseph Scott Pemberton is being held at Camp Aguinaldo under U.S. custody. Officials say Philippine troops are providing additional security. Under the visiting forces agreement between the two countries, the United States has custody of the accused until the end of the case, while the Philippines holds jurisdiction over the case. Left-wing and nationalist groups have been calling for Philippine custody of Pemberton, saying he is receiving special treatment. Authorities have not issued an arrest warrant for Pemberton as Philippine officials continue their initial investigation. Simone Orendine, Manila.
Sweden's military says it's reduced the number of vessels participating in the search for foreign underwater activity in the Stockholm archipelago. But the military warns it might use armed force to bring the mystery vessel to the surface. There is speculation that the suspected foreign vessel photographed underwater near Stockholm is a Russian mini-submarine. A U.S. jury found 4 former Blackwater security guards guilty in the 2007 shootings of more than 30 Iraqis in Baghdad. The shootings caused an international uproar over the role of defense contractors in urban warfare. The State Department hired Blackwater to protect American diplomats in Iraq. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.